Commando Time, narrated by Savannah Scarlett, narrated for Capido in collaboration with Saga. Perfect Strangers by Mia Soul. We were in Greece, in the baking heat. The sunlight was bright and intense, but I could feel a soft breeze caressing my sweaty body. Not a cooling breeze, more like being brushed with a feather. The rugged raw scent of salty water stung my nose as I approached the little harbour that was filled with lots of boats bobbing up and down in their characteristic dark blue hue. Weather-beaten fishermen with tanned faces glanced up at me as I passed them. Their eyes had stared out at sea in the horizon for so long that they had that particular look on their faces, as if they had caught the sun right in their eyes. I sat down at an empty table on the bridge, observing the men working with their nets. I ordered a small carafe of white wine from an older waiter and enjoyed the drink as I waited for the boat to come and take me to another island. The sun pricked at my legs, and I breathed in the day deeply. One of the men helped me across the plank that led onto the boat. I was about to pull my hand back when I noticed that it was being held firmly in a tight grip. I looked up, right into a pair of black, bottomless eyes, set quite close together. I smiled slightly sheepishly and said in English, "Thank you, I can manage myself." His hand held firm for a moment longer, and he mumbled something in Greek while he surveyed my eyes, and a little smile crept over his face. It gave me butterflies when he looked at me that way. I lurched across the deck, looking for some shade. The boat was full of tourists and the crew. I slid myself down onto a free bench with a table full of men. Feeling slightly timid, I observed them in secret and saw their eyes all over me. One of them was a rather handsome guy with strong, supple legs and fair skin. He smiled at me, and we exchanged a few niceties about the weather and the boat trip. I felt slightly exposed among all these men. I'm not a teenager anymore, and my body is somewhat more mature and curvaceous than it was all those years ago. Life had started to leave its mark on my face, but my legs were still long and slender, and my breasts were larger and softer than before. I climbed the stairs to the top deck of the boat and found myself a place in the sun. Finally, we reached the first island on the trip. I hopped off the boat and found some shade under a bamboo awning by a little restaurant next to the boat. My two admirers from the trip over were also sat there eating lunch. When I noticed them, I pulled a small orange T-shirt over my bikini top. I felt their gaze burning into my breasts and wondered if I shouldn't perhaps have dressed a bit more appropriately for an eatery. I smiled at them and sat down on my own.